7:45, this is WHYY's Morning Edition. The pandemic has devastated small businesses across the country, but no group has been hit harder than black business owners. Black-owned businesses have closed at a higher rate than others and have also been less likely to get relief aid. Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan has this profile of black businesses fighting to stay aloft.
When Jimmy Mills and his brother Jason were growing up, they didn't eat a lot of bacon and eggs. Instead, their Korean mom cooked the cuisine from her country and that of Jamaica, where their dad is from.
As I grew older, my mom started to kind of fuse things, and that kind of became her little experiments in the kitchen, and we were like her test dummies for it. It actually turned out pretty well.
So well, in fact, that bringing those dishes to more people than can fit around mom's kitchen table became the brothers' dream. In 2016, they pulled it off, opening the Jamaican-Korean fusion restaurant The Spicy Belly in Philly's Manayunk neighborhood. The restaurant quickly grew popular with locals and tourists, eventually employing about 20 people.
It was always a dream of ours to be in business together as brothers, to have a black-owned business and to do it right and to bring those two cultures together and to realize that, you know, we're people before anything.
Then the pandemic hit. The Spicy Belly went from doing many thousands of dollars of business a week to just a few $100. Mill says they applied for grants and loans but didn't get nearly as much as they asked for. So earlier this month, the Spicy Belly served its last meal. Mills moved out of the neighborhood. Staying was just too painful.
You know, because everybody knows me as chef around town. So going to the local eateries and the bars and the parks, even with my daughter, I didn't want to be constantly reminded of the Spicy Belly.
What happened to the Spicy Belly is happening to a lot of black-owned businesses in Philly. A new analysis of census data performed exclusively for Keystone Crossroads suggests black-owned businesses in Philly are closing at a rate 1.5 times higher than white-owned ones.
That comparison is jarring, but I'm not surprised at all.
Tiffany Gilbert is with the African American Chamber of Commerce of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. She says that black business owners generally have less access to capital and smaller savings to stay afloat during a crisis. And in the last few months, black and other minority business owners have been less likely to get grants or loans provided by pandemic relief programs. Part of that is because black business owners are often shut out of mainstream financial institutions that have been gatekeepers to that money. Another part, Gilbert says, is that for many black business owners, systemic racism has bred a deep mistrust of offers of aid.
There's just a legacy of skepticism.
How you doing?
Oh, a little tired, but I'm blessed.
Gwendolyn Hosey, known to everyone as Miss G, has usually tried to avoid taking on any debt to finance her West Philly boutique, Strutton Lightly. But right now, she's applying for all the help she can get. Business is way down. The shop is a snapshot of the pre-pandemic era, filled with prom accessories and graduation gifts. And water damage on the ceiling will require thousands of dollars to fix.
What's that noise?
My alarm system that I can't afford to pay, that they're cutting it off. I can't afford to pay it.
Hosey avoided the looting that decimated many other businesses in her neighborhood in early June, only because her daughter sat outside the boutique from midnight to 6 a.m. each night to protect it. The stress of the pandemic is all the worse because Hosey's going through it alone. Her romantic partner of 10 years died of COVID-19 in late April.
A loving, smart, well-educated, gentle giant is so devastating.
If Hosey wanted to, she could cut her losses now, close Strutton Lightly, and be done with it. But she won't. She can't. Staying open, she says, is about more than just her.
I gotta keep standing. There's no other blacks that came from this community that has a business. I gotta stand for them. I gotta stand for me. I got to stand for my great-granddaughters. I got to keep standing. Nobody else is here standing.
For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Miles Bryan.